Page 131. Sophie Mendoza's Guide to Getting Lost in Mexico.
Sophie's parents were very caring and wanted her to be happy. But in some ways, they were very old-school, typical Mexican immigrants. She was expected to work, help around the house, and be the model good daughter. Boring. Now, with high school almost over, Sophie had no memorable adventures or crazy nights to look back on. She couldn't let high school end like this. The tired, hurt look on her mother's face snapped Sophie out of her thoughts. Despite all of their suffocating rules, they were still her loving parents. "What's wrong?" Evie sat down on Sophie's black metal-framed bed. "My manager wrote me up."
"You got fired?"
No, nothing like that," Evie waved. "This gringa came in to return a shirt, but she had no receipt and the shirt had sweat stains. I told her we couldn't accept it because it was used. The lady got mad. She said she couldn't understand my accent and complained loudly. People started to stare. I didn't know what to do. Then the manager came over. He yelled at me. He said something about how important this woman was and that we have to be flexible."
Her mother looked down at her small manicured hands. Sophie hated to see her mother like this. She looked so small and defenseless.
"Mother," Sophie huffed, getting up.
Her room was small, but it was 10 times better than the cramped one-bedroom apartment next to the 7-Eleven where they'd lived when she was little.
"You've got to stand up for yourself. You can't let them talk to you that way. It's not fair."
"But, mija, we need the money." Her mother was right. The Mendozas were in serious debt, even though they were frugal and clipped coupons.
Sophie looked at her mother with feelings of shame and pity. She couldn't help it. Her parents were fixated on the American dream and talked constantly about how America was the best country in the world. It was the only place where hard work and persistence actually paid off. It was nothing like Mexico, where politicians were crooks, cops abused their power, and if you were poor, there was no way to get ahead. They were so proud to live in America, yet when they interacted with Americans, they grew quiet and nervous. After 14 years, her parents were still uncomfortable with their accents and lack of formal education. They tiptoed around their white employers, white neighbors, and anyone in an expensive suit, as if they were God Almighty. It made Sophie's skin crawl. Sophie refused to be like them. She was just as American as her friends.
Malin Alegría, Sophie's Mendoza's Guide to Getting Lost in Mexico, 2007.